Here in California, the medical marijuana industry is booming as medicinal pot dispensaries are becoming more the norm and resembling, in many respects, coffee shops. These businesses want what any normal business wants, insurance. Kelly Weiss reports.
The Sarah Jane Shop is in Midtown Sacramento. There's urban-style art all over the walls, think graffiti, and a few closed doors in back.
This is the heart of our dispensary, where all of our business is done and all of our products are sold.
That's Sarah Jane Sinclair, the chief financial officer for the medical marijuana operation. In a tiny room, Sinclair points out the edibles, pot cookies and fudge. Then there's the wide variety of pot displayed in a glass case, all grown in-house at off-site locations. The pot's stored in mason jars labeled Purple Kush and Sticky Icky Mendo Goo.
This is locally grown. It's called Mazar. One of our members produces this.
The store has been open for a couple years and has a business permit. For Sinclair, getting through the red tape to meet the state and local guidelines to open the dispensary wasn't too bad, she says. But finding a company to insure her business?
The first person laughed and hung up. I was like, oh, okay, this is going to be interesting. And I must have made upwards of 50 phone calls.
But Sinclair persisted because she wanted coverage for her shop in case there was a fire, theft, or crop damage.
Just like any other business, I want to be able to provide insurance for my products, workers' comp for employees, sensible things, basically a peace of mind.
Finally, Sinclair found coverage through statewide insurance services and pays about $1,200 a year for her policy. Michael Aberley heads up the medical marijuana insurance unit and says his company saw an immediate opportunity with medical marijuana.
There's a big market for it, and these people really needed help. Very few companies do it, and the ones that do won't even advertise that they do. We do.
In fact, a lobbying group for medical marijuana, California Capital Solutions, believes only half a dozen insurers around the country offer similar insurance. Many insurers have stayed away because of the ongoing legal battles and high risk for property loss. But Aberley says statewide insurance services wanted new clients.
Our company came to us early last year and asked us to start thinking out of the box as the market economically has kind of dried up. So we had to develop new ideas.
Covering marijuana businesses was out of the box. Aberley says his company offers coverage in six other states as well. And now the company is ready to sell policies in any state that legalizes medical marijuana. Aberley says, sure, providing insurance to a dispensary isn't the same as other small businesses.
Some of the highest risks within a dispensary, of course, is the theft, whether it be during or after business hours. That is one of their greatest risks, outside of seizure of the federal government.
Aberley says the insurance does not cover government or local law enforcement seizures of medical marijuana or arrest. And the policies do require increased security and strict compliance with the law to help offset the business risks. Richard Dorf is a professor at the Graduate School of Management at UC Davis.
I think that California is in a place where we can run a business like this.
He says the stakes may be high, but it makes sense for insurers to get in on this burgeoning industry. Dorf says medical marijuana dispensaries aren't much different than a liquor store or gun shop.
If it's well legalized and well regulated and it helps people, then we will have succeeded.
While insurers may try to cash in on this expanding industry, it's still not a stable market. Many cities around California and in other states don't allow dispensaries, or they're restricting new ones from opening. For NPR News, I'm Kelly Weiss in Sacramento.